Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by. Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Alongside Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. We're running a little behind. We apologize. Danny Mac joining us now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, the Cardinals broadcaster for Bally Sports Midwest. Dan, we appreciate the time as always, man. We're going to get right into this with you since we got to you late, unfortunately. What did you make of the news of the Cardinals deciding to send Paul DeJong down? And I also wanted to ask you kind of as a follow-up, were you surprised at all that it was DeJong going down and not Gorman coming up with Edmund going over to short?
No, I think with his performance and what's happening offensively for him, and I think he's the bottom guy in OPS in Major League Baseball, the qualifiers, something had to be done. Now, I give him a lot of credit for how he played defensively. I think he was plus four defensive runs saved. He was in the top two in that category. So defensively, he did the job, but they need him offensively. I don't think we'd be having this conversation, though, if Tyler O'Neill and Dylan Carlson were performing at the levels that you thought. I wasn't surprised that Gorman was not the option to be brought up because I do think that they want to give Sosa a run. So you buy yourself, say 48, 72 hours with Kramer Robertson. Then at that point, Sosa is here, and you give him that run. Now, after that's done, if he hasn't performed, then anything's on the table, which then means moving potentially Tommy Edman to shortstop, and then Gorman would come up and see what you can do and catch lightning in a bottle. And also, I think you give a little run here to Brendan Donovan. So I think that's probably the mindset of the club at this point is to let maximize the time that you have with Gorman in the minor leagues. His swing and miss rate is high. Strikeout rate is high. You would have to anticipate that goes up when he comes up to the big leagues. But also, you're okay with it if he's hitting bombs. So time will tell on what happens with that.
Dan, we just spent some time talking about the possibility of the Cardinals making a trade. Jim Bowden brought this up in an article. I'm not going to ask you about the possibility of making a trade for this individual player, but like, at what point, if you're the Cardinals, do you get to that point where you say, maybe we need to explore outside options for this position?
Well, I'm sure they've done that already. By sending him to the minor leagues, I don't think it helps the trade value that you may have had at all with Paul DeJong. But believe me, there are teams out there that will look at that contract, which is very team friendly, yep, and then look at his metrics and say, hey, if we get our hands on him and it's a change of scenery, we may have something here. We can live with that. And so there is value there. Now, are the numbers there in his production for value? No, they're not. But again, when you start getting into an analytical look at how baseball is really presented to front offices and these kind of things pop up, there are teams that will say, if I get my hands on that guy with the money that he's making and the upside that is potentially there, yeah, I'll take that chance. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that is something that could happen. And I'm sure that they probably have explored it. The crux of this, though, is that when you send him down to the minor leagues, it's number one, a lack of production. But two, teams will say, is there something more there? What's going on with them? Why would they send him to the minor leagues with that kind of friendly contract? So not easy, but certainly can be done.
Dan, we'll get you out of here on this one. A year ago, we were doing the Danny Mac show, and you told me, BK, you got to watch for this Jake Walsh kid. He's somebody that the Cardinals are really high on. I know that the numbers might not be there just yet, but he's going to be a good big leaguer. The Cardinals recalled him today. They sent Cody Whitley down to AAA. What can you tell Cardinals fans about what they should expect from Jake Walsh whenever he does get his first appearance coming out of the bullpen?
Well, the good thing for him is that he's finally healthy, and in spring training this year, he was just nasty. So he and Pavante are guys that have been at times used as starters in the minors, and now you move them to a bullpen role where they air it out, and they let it fly, and you're going to see high velocity, very good secondary pitches. I thought that he had a really good chance to make it out of spring training. Numbers game wasn't quite there, and I knew it was only a matter of time before they bring him up, whether it be for ineffectiveness or injury. And here he is. So he's another one of these guys that maybe you haven't heard all that much about, but all of a sudden emerges on the scene. You know, I'll give you another one is the kid Nunez, who right now is at Palm Beach. He's back healthy and throwing 100 miles an hour. Another guy that's coming through this system that will be able to help this club. And you never know. Could be this year, certainly next year. But they find ways to get these guys in the system, develop them properly, and they find a road to the major leagues. So just another one of the long lines of, you know, the Trevor Rosenthals, Carlos Martinez, Andre Pallante, and now Jake Walsh. So I'm thrilled for him. He's a good kid, and I'm very excited to see him make his major league debut.